sometimes we may think like, holy crap, we know everything because we know how to generate money. The truth is that there's always something that you're learning. Like this is very basic. Probably they teach it in an MBA, but a book has it. God damn it. Like, why didn't I do it when I got started or when I really wanted to hit that 3 million really fast?
Mic check.
I'm good.
Mic check.
You can read about success all day long, but if you don't put in the work, the mindset, execution, and the hustle behind your vision, it just remains a dream.
When everything goes wrong, you have to take all the responsibility.
We uncover what high-level entrepreneurs, business owners do to rise up from hustling daily.
So do what you feel passionate about. Take chances.
The world becomes your library to help you become better at your craft.
Join me as I share with you actionable tips to help you grow your business, learn skills, and help you level up in your self-development journey.
Your number one spot for business and personal growth is the Online Hustlers Podcast with your host, Esteban Andrade.
Every day I'm hustling. All right, so I'm not here to sell you anything. One thing that I have learned in Q4, really, we're going to end up with a good year, a good team. We're restructuring a lot of things for sure. But one thing that I realized is how we learn and how we learn things over time. And as entrepreneurs, sometimes we figure things out by ourselves, but then there is frameworks that you ultimately have to follow. I think if you follow a framework, it's easier for you to learn something, right? Kind of like a method or a formula. That's why science is learnable, that you can learn science and it can explain you things that are unexplainable or hard to explain because there is a method to things and there is a scientific equation to it, right? There is a formula. So I'm going to tell you what I learned, you know, now in Q4, you know, ending in, you know, $1 million in profit for the first time ever. But before that, if you just subscribe to this channel, and also share this podcast, because we're going to give a lot of good nuggets away here in this podcast. Share you my entrepreneur journey, where I'm right now at Million Dollar Companies that we run, Remote Latinos and Hustle Media, and also have interviewed several millionaires in this podcast already. And this podcast in 2024 is going to do a transformation where it's going to turn to REIpreneurs. Share this away. It only takes about 60 seconds. It's going to help someone out there that is in a worse position than you, or that is don't know how to figure it out, and it's in business, starting business, or they have a business and they're struggling and so on. So if you have someone out there and it's still struggling, and you know that they're struggling, just share this away. Or if you want to just add value, it's free. This content is free. I don't charge for this podcast and all the guests. I don't charge for any of them. I'm going to tell you what I've learned so far in Q4 to end for $1 million in profit. So here's a few things that we did in Q4. I want to tell you about the one thing that really has been life-changing, life-saving this current moment. That is called structurization. At the beginning, whenever you start a business, you focus on marketing and sales, right? You focus on selling, trying to acquire clients and acquire money. And then ultimately you start hiring and so on and start, you know, developing systems. And the reality is that the order should potentially be that you develop systems. And then after that, you know, people ultimately will scale those systems to the moon. And then you grow the company with people. Well, one of the biggest ways in being 3.5 years in business now is you have to structurize your business. So we started doing something with Remote Latinos and Hustle Media this past quarter. And it was being told by several times on our hot seats at Boardroom Mastermind from Kent Clothier that we have to use the EOS system and should implement the EOS system, which is entrepreneur operational system, which is a way that you can structurize your business in a way that it can give you a clear direction and a clear target and a clear vision, a clear everything, and structurize so that everyone is on the same page, all your employees. Potentially, it's a way to get started in business. If you get started with this in business, you're probably going to get stuck because it's a lot of work. But if you already started the business, you're generating $500,000 a year, $1 million a year, $2 million, $3 million, $5 million, and you haven't done an EOS, is the first thing you should be doing right now, especially when starting a new year, 2024. So what does it consist in? So there's a book called Traction, right? You read the book Traction, you ask your operator to read it, your integrator to read it. If you don't know what an integrator is, go read the book Rocket Fuel. It explains you the difference between visionary and integrator. But if you have an operator, someone that operates a team, operation manager, COO, or you are the one, you should be going and reading Traction. And out of Traction, you should summarize everything and extract every single step, because Traction is basically kind of like an SOP on how to structureize your business. So the SOP is the EOS system. There's implementers, they charge thousands of dollars, $10,000, $15,000 for one day. But if you read the book and you structureize everything and actually summarize everything and put it together in like a step-by-step process and a guide for you and your team to do it, it's very doable. It's not rocket science. So what I did was I got pushed into like, I pushed my team into reading it. They were not reading it. Okay. All right. I got to do something about it. This is your mission. You have to read it. You have to absorb it. But then I got a one of my friends and mentor. She has it organized. She's a really good integrator, really good visionary too. She had it organized in documents and she shared with me. Her name is Adelaida. She's amazing. She shared with me everything broken down, digested, super easy to do. So what I had to do is ultimately just apply it. And what it does is it helps you understand what your vision is, what the mission is, core values. On all this, you know, you might think like, yeah, it's for sure you got to have core values, mission, vision. But then you have to understand what type of team you have, what type of team you need ultimately. So all the structure in the organization that you need in order to get to that 5 million mark, 10 million mark in the 5-year term, 3-year term, 1-year term. What do you need, right? So you start putting out the map and everything that's kind of like the chart of structure of the company. And then you put an accountability chart as well, where you list down every single employee that you have in your company, whether that's 10 or 50. You list down every single employee and you do this job with the leadership team. And you're going to make sure that they actually meet the criteria to be in your company based on their core values. So you put it in your chart, you align it with your core values, and it could be a plus or a minus, or plus and minus. And ultimately tells you whether they are fit in the company or they're in the right seat or in the wrong seat, or they should go, right? Culture fit, also skills fit. So they're capable of doing, they want it, and they get it, right? Then you have to qualify your team ultimately. And this is going to help you really align with everything. And then you show it to your team, they ultimately, you know, follow the steps and stuff. And then ultimately, this is going to let everyone be in the same page, right? So having a North Star is very important. So structurizing your team using the EOS system, and actually, as a matter of fact, if you guys want kind of like the checklist on how to do it, I'd be willing to like share it in this podcast and like put it in the comment here below, and in the YouTube, if you're on YouTube, or just send me a DM and I'll be so happy to share it with the permission of my friend Adelaide, obviously. And and then ultimately helps you really understand how you're going to get there, right? And then you start putting together all the goals and all the rocks, the objectives, right? Could be rocks or also called OKRs. And this, guys, like if you really want to scale it to another level and you really want to structureize and be organized and what you need quarter by quarter, you need EOS. And you might think like, holy crap, like I've been in business generating revenue, generating profit, but like if you're not structurized, you're really missing a lot of money. Because you might have the wrong people in the team, you might have the right people, but in the wrong seat, you're not taking advantage of their full maximum capacity, or they just shouldn't be in the team, right? They just shouldn't be in the team. Also, it organizes and makes sure that it puts together the objectives of the team based on the revenue, based on profit, based on like the mission, the vision, and everything that you see as a whole in the company. Put it together in an organized manner with through rocks, right? And then you have meetings every quarter that cover all of this, and you work towards that. There's objectives and there's measurables that ultimately get you to that point. Sometimes we may think like, holy crap, we know everything because we know how to generate money. The truth is that there's always something that you're learning. Like this is very basic. Probably they teach it in an MBA, but a book has it. God damn it. Like, why didn't I do it when I got started or when I really wanted to hit that 3 million really fast? Well, right now I'm doing it. We're going to hit about 3-5 million in the next 12 months. Well, that's the goal. And with Remote Latinos, we have big things coming soon, because we're structuring, like we're doing it there early in the stage, and we're going to know how to get to that $10 million in revenue and then valuation, turning our company into a tech company. It's our first time doing it, and it's going to be very fun. But we started with the EOS, and it's very, very clear. Right now, my partner and I, we are a little bit of, we were like, kind of like, you know, going and driving, like just going for it, like sales and marketing, like, and hiring and hiring and hiring. And my partner ultimately just hired many people, but there was no structure. There's a lot of people that shouldn't have been in the company in the first place. And there's some people that should have been in a different position. So EOS, read the book Traction and summarize it. Well, you know, I'll be willing to do a blog about this. Actually, I'm going to tell my copywriter to do a blog about this and how to ultimately do the EOS properly. Like, I'm going to be giving away this and how to properly like structureize your company. So that's one thing that I learned. And another thing that I learned is you never stop to being just surprised about what people can do and having the right people. One of the biggest failures in my business, and I consider it a failure because I did it so many times and I haven't really learned until right now and you know, hitting a little bit of rock bottom, is if you don't focus your time in becoming the best version of yourself and getting to the level personally where you're attracting other good versions of other people, you're not going to be able to grow your business. You're as good as what you are internally. Your business is as good as what you are internally. And you need to be the best version of yourself in order to attract the talent that is going to take your company to the next level. I've been doing it, but I'm not been doing it at the full capacity. For example, my best version of myself should be a fit version, should be a version that feels motivated, should be a version that is always learning, that is always training to be the best sales manager, CEO, and so on, that are one of my biggest hurdles. But I'm not going all in. And when that happens, I haven't been able to find the best closers out there. So I'm going to position myself to be the best closer, the best person to work for in an organization, so a closer can ultimately come in and get a lot of commissions out of our company. Because we sell $10,000 products, right? $15,000, $20,000 products. So a closer should be able to make money out of that. And like, we should be able to attract these individuals. So if you position yourself to be the best version of yourself and always level up as an individual, your business is going to level up and you're going to attract the right talent. And that's what you need. A players. A players are going to change your game. So just Messi, how they changed the Miami game. They changed the entire Miami arena. And position yourself as a talent attractor. Always, always attract talent. If you're not attracting talent, ultimately your business is not going to grow. Trust me. I've been in business for 3.5 years. My business is nothing without the people that I have been able to attract from Latin America. I'm going to attract now closers, the best closers in town, because we have the best product, the best service, and the best intentions, the best value for real estate investors and real estate wholesalers. We're a real marketing company. We're a real marketing partner, and we're a real recruiting partner. So what we're going to do, what I'm going to do is I'm going to brand myself so that closers that fit our culture and our skills that we need are coming to us. Always leaving the career page open and people, you know, closers to come in. People that know how to close deals, how to sell, how to properly acquire clients and onboard them, the right clients. We're going to track them. I'm going to position myself as someone that has a really good brand towards closers, a really good company, shows inside the company and the results of our people. And I'm going to start running ads towards that are organic and branded ads in order to get people to write me or just apply on our job board, right? To acquire really, really good talent. So I'm never get surprised how one person can change your life forever. Now imagine two people, now three people, and you give them the opportunity and pay them and really acquire this person's right to work in your company. It's a big thing, right? These people can literally change an entire department. So focus on that. If you focus on that, you're going to make a lot of money. Another thing is how much content has really changed everything for us. Before, I used to do just ads, paid ads. and it wasn't really strong in content and I wasn't really doing this, it's going to change. Look, I learned that learning, it was like going for it. But there's this triangle, there is this method to learn. I saw this Instagram post where it said that people that listen to something retain 5%. People that listen and read retain about 10%. People that ultimately, let me show you here the triangle. So here is the triangle. This is the triangle that I actually saw right here. It's right there. I don't know if you can see it. People that listen to something retain 5%. People that read something retain 10%. People that listen and read retain 20%. People that see the demonstration of it, retain 30%. When people discuss it with others, or even with themselves, like this podcast, they retain 50%, right? So if I butcher this the next time, it's because I'm an idiot. I shouldn't butcher this because I'm discussing this with you right now, right? And when you apply it, you retain 75%. When you teach it to others, you retain 90%. So my goal now is to have a content schedule and a content type of sequence where I listen, read, I also see demonstrations, YouTube, podcasts, courses, whatever, go to webinars, seminars. And now I'm going to discuss it. A good friend of mine, Brian Moncada, actually does it. He goes to masterminds, he documents everything, and he's going to discuss this in his YouTube channel and his blogs. It's an amazing way to learn it, to absorb that information and just to retain that information. He applies it. I'm going to apply it to my business and I'm going to teach it. So I'm going to go now to YouTube and or short form. I'm going to teach it to you, but also I'm going to teach it to my team members and to my clients, even if it is for free. That's how you're going to retain 90% of the things. So this year, this quarter, now I've learned how to learn better. It's crazy, but that triangle really works. Try yourself and let me know. Guys, I think that's it for all. Can't wait for another episode for next year, starting Irepreneurs. The Online Hustlers podcast is going to be rebranded for now. Online Hustlers was great, but we're turning from hustlers to real entrepreneurs. See ya. Hey, and if you have 60 seconds, share this away. I'd love to help more people. Mindset, finances, career, ultimately help people, business, anything. If I was able to make it in business, why can't you? Why can't you help another person? So, see you guys. Share this. If you're on Facebook or in YouTube, share this. Leave a comment if you like it. Thumbs up. Subscribe. See ya.